Two-putting is never a bad thing.
No.
It's just never a bad thing to two-putt. But just don't feel like you have to make everything. It's not realistic. You want to have the attitude of like, I'm trying to make everything. But you want to have the expectations of like never getting upset if you miss a 6, 7, 8 footer. Brad Faxon says, think of putting like shooting a free throw, right? And just, you know, want to have a couple bounces, you know, just have some feel to it. I just think like most people try to get way too mechanical with putting. To me, I think it's an inferior way to putt.
There is a podcast brewing that's about to take over podcasting for good. The only podcast that you are going to need to tune into day in, day out, is the Member Guest Podcast.
If I can hit it down the middle of the fairway, that's great. But again, with the driver right now, the driver sucks.
And now, the Member Guest Podcast!
John Daly, and you're listening to the Member Guest Podcast. Rip it.
Episode 3 of our mini-series is on putting. As a reminder, if you haven't listened yet, go back. First episode was on driving, one of our favorite topics to talk about, lowest hanging fruit in our opinion. Second episode was on iron play. I talked a little bit about equipment, but mainly on, you know, targets, numbers, you know, kind of throwing the ego out the door when it comes to the loft and the numbers on clubs for irons. And today we want to talk about putting. If driver is the most important club in the bag, I would consider putter the second most important, strictly from the standpoint of, you know, how often you use it and how, one, I think also how like easy it is to practice putting compared to other clubs, right? Like a lot of people can buy a little putting mat in their office or garage, put it down, practice 6 footers all day. You can practice setup a lot. And, you know, you use it, what do you think your average amount of putts around is? Probably like 30, 25 to 30, somewhere in there.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question.
So, I mean, like, you know, well, I just think if you two putt every hole, right, then it would be 36. But you're not two putting every hole. Like, you're getting up and down every now and again, you make a birdie or two. So, you know, generally speaking, like, around 30 putts is probably on average. There's no other club in the bag you hit 30 times in a round.
Yeah.
Right. Like there's just not. And like, yeah, you know, obviously counting tap ins, like, you know, maybe 1 and 2 footers sometimes, but still like using the putter more than any other in the bag. And so when it comes to putting, Larry Bobko would say this. I think most of the pros would say this, is that speed is everything. And I've really started to take that to heart because, you know, I've realized you can hit a really good putt. You can have a perfect line. You can do everything right and just like to get as literal as possible. If you only get it halfway to the hole, doesn't matter.
Yep.
Right? Like if it's a dead straight putt, you line it up dead center and it's a 12-foot putt and you hit it 6 feet, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Conversely, if you hit it 10 feet by the hole, like it doesn't even matter if it hits the center of the hole, it's not going to go in because it's too firm. And so when it comes to putting, speed is quite literally everything, and practicing speed, dialing your speed, understanding the speed of the greens before you go out and play around should be priority number one.
Yep,
always with the putter.
Yeah, and speed changes the size of the hole. Right?
Yep,
it does. The hole is much bigger with good speed. Yep. It's much smaller with bad speed. And you know what? Another little sub bullet is under speed.
Sure, love sub bullets.
You know what I think the like most important thing is with speed in putting?
Know what?
Knowing your club face.
In terms of like if it's open or closed?
No. Material.
Oh, with like how the ball comes off of
yes.
the club.
Yeah, and yeah, I think 100%. That is one thing people do not get fit for.
Yeah.
Or they don't think about when they're getting a putter. All they think about is like we've established that speed is the most important thing for making putts.
Yeah.
Wouldn't speed be the number one thing you would then want to get fit off of?
Yeah. I mean, there's different faces that make the ball come off softer, firmer, faster,
totally.
Slower.
And that's not how we fit. We fit off of line and stroke and trying to roll the ball a certain way, right? And so some of that has to do with speed. But I just personally, like, I personally cannot putt with an insert. Like, I can't putt with anything, any type of soft
really?
Face.
I like inserts.
Insert. I hate it. I can't do it. I need to feel like I need a really firm face, and I like to basically take all the speed out with my stroke and just feel the ball in the hole versus feeling like I need to hit the putter.
Yeah, so, it's funny because you'll literally hear pros, you know, not all of them, but some of them talk about how they'll switch up putters or even just the face of putters depending on the courses that they're playing.
Like, yeah.
I bet you'll see a lot of guys maybe change putters or, you know, even at if they Augusta. Keep the putter style, yeah, they'll change them for Augusta.
Yeah, they'll put inserts in at Augusta.
Yeah, because they want it. It's so fast. Yeah. And you have to be so tedious around the greens. I mean, we just played it on the simulator. And, like, with some of the certain pins, if you're a foot by the hole, gone. Yeah. Now you're chipping.
Yeah.
Right? And so, like, that's why Tiger is so good there is, like, he knows how to play those greens and those contours.
Yeah.
And for some of the guys that haven't played it 20 times like he has, like, speed control is everything.
Yeah, like those lab putters, I like could not, like, as much as I rolled the ball straight and like everything, but like there's no chance I could ever play that putter until they came out with a metal face insert.
Yeah, the Oz.
Which I hit the other day and like love. I think the thing's amazing. My speed was money. Like, it's just for whatever reason. So anyway, I think knowing your club face, you know, like there are softer inserts. There's, you know, TaylorMade's like Pure Roll insert. There's, you know, the old Odyssey White Hot insert. There's milled faces. Even like Bettinardi in the faces, like they have like 5-6 different types of faces, right? The honeycomb face is probably my favorite of the bunch, but that's I think the most firm, the most pop. And then they have their they have a bunch of different like other faces even within the non-insert category. So it's just something to think about as it relates to putting. The other thing I was going to add on putting is that I think it, at least something I've really learned is just don't be like a robot, like, and be athletic with putting. I mean, I think you see guys like, and some people can play like this and it works for some people, but you see guys like really grinding with the mirror and grinding on their stroke and grinding on everything. And it's like, you know, if speed is the most important thing with putting, right, it is more about feel than it is about mechanics. Right. And so the other thing that will just drive you crazy is like, let's just say you have the perfect stroke with the perfect launch conditions and the perfect everything and the putter's perfectly fit to you. And it's like everything is absolutely dialed and you hit a fucking bump and you miss the putt.
Yeah.
Right. Or you hit a spike mark, which I mean, that is like there's a little thing that people do where they, you know, those like Pure Roll things where it rolls the putt the same every time.
Yeah, I've got one of those.
You can set one of those up on a green and roll the exact same putt and dial it in perfect and miss it half the time.
Yeah.
Because like the grass is different and like you're going to hit a grain of grass and make it go offline, or the dimples on the ball will hit the earth different. And so it's just, putting is not a science as much as it is an art. I really believe that. And so just being athletic, getting some of the tension out of your stroke, trying to have good speed. You know, I think like Brad Faxon says, think of putting like shooting a free throw, right? And just, you know, want to have a couple bounces, you know, just have some feel to it. I just think like most people try to get way too mechanical with putting. And it's just, you know, it's just, to me, I think it's an inferior way to putt.
I think that, well, I know you are right. The only thing I'll say on, you know, like the mirrors and mechanics is that I think that creates the consistency to your point. Like in order to be an athlete or in order to have a good free throw stroke, you have to have some type of, you know, something has to be consistent with it, right? Like the way, so I think all it is changing your mindset in terms of what you're practicing, but like why you're practicing that.
Yeah.
For me, like the mirror, when I grind over it, like I'm just making sure my eyes are over the ball every single time.
Yeah.
If my eyes are way behind the ball, I'm going to miss it right.
I'll mirror grind and like stroke grind 3-footers.
Stroke grind.
Like I'll grind on my stroke. I'll grind on my stroke over 3-footers.
Yeah.
Because like 3-footers actually like speed is, it matters, but like you're kind of, you know, hitting them firm in the back of the hole and it is more like mechanical and more about like your stroke.
100%.
But like, you're not going to see me with a mirror and a putting device over a 20-footer.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
100%.
Like it's just never going to happen. And so, cause making a 20-footer is not about mechanics. It's about speed and feel.
Yeah. 100%.
So that's kind of the point with that one.
And I think my thing that I wrote down, cause we, you know, talk, 4 things with each one of these, you know, driving, now we're talking about putting, is aiming and alignment. So I just took an aim point class, and we're going to have Andrew on the podcast, I think it's next week.
Cool.
To talk aim point, because it's been a hot topic of conversation, and we'll definitely dive deep into it deeper into it. But in terms of like aiming when it comes to putting, it's everything. Like, again, to get super literal, you can have the best read, you can have really good speed, but if you're aiming your putter or like aligning yourself 6 feet right of the hole, you're not going to make it.
No.
Right. And so I went and I got fit with him. And normally when I've done putter fittings, I don't know about you, but anywhere that I've gone, you know, they set you up and it's on like a dead straight putt, right? Like it's usually a 10, maybe 15, 20 footer, but it's dead straight. You know, they have like the little black dot on there. You put the ball on there, you're perfectly aligned to the center of the hole, and it's like, let's see your stroke.
Yeah.
And I went to see him, and it was the first time somebody was like, let's see where you aim this thing.
What was your aim bias?
My aim bias was a little bit right.
Me too, yeah.
And so, you know, we brought out six putters that I like the look of and the feel of, all this stuff.
Do you know
and,
if you're left or right eye dominant?
I'm left eye, which is good for a right-handed putter.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's so why I'm, your aim bias is right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, went through six putters, and only two of them, I actually, and this is from about 25 feet out, I actually aimed at the hole. He was like, before we do anything else, I want to see how you aim these putters. And so like, I mean, literally I was in the same spot and I would aim at a hole and there were four putters. Dude, I wasn't even close to the hole. I would be like two balls out left or right.
And then you're going to pull everything. And you're
Because like, And then so like the Scotty that I grabbed and my lab, my DF3, I was aiming, if not center, like just right of center every single time. And he was like, before anything else, like you need to find a putter that you can like actually aim, and especially from further back, right? Like it's easier to aim putters from 3 and 6 feet.
Yeah.
When you're getting 20 feet, 25 feet, and he would just give me like, okay, let's not aim at the hole. Let's aim here. Mm-hmm. Aim your putter here. And like it aimed well. And like the fact that you can just go and pick up clubs off the rack and not know where you're aiming and think you're hitting good putts is like, it was mind
blowing. And did he use the magnet with the laser on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he'd be like, okay.
Somebody can get on Amazon for
now. He was like, okay, put it down, set it there. Okay, don't move it. Put it on there and like I started dropping putts and it was just a complete game changer for me in terms of aiming. And we'll talk about aim point and how that goes into green reading, but my whole spiel here is like you need to go find a putter that you can actually aim really well because I think a lot of people probably have, and I've had putters in my bag that I just don't set up and aim well and it's not a hard thing to go figure out.
The last one I had was just around kind of expectation management with putting, which I think is so misunderstood, right?
Preach.
PGA Tour make rate on an 8 footer or 9 footer is like 50%.
50-50 is 8 feet.
Right. Yep. So an 8 footer is not a long putt.
An 8 footer is, I know people on camera can't see it, but it's the length of that putting mat right there. Yeah, that mirror is an 8 foot putt.
It's very, it's 2 feet longer than I am, right? So it's not a long putt. You know, let me put it this way. Most amateurs look at an 8 footer and they go like, I should make this.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. This should go in. Well, actually, no. 50% of the time, right? And
coin flip.
So what happens like for people that don't understand the sort of statistics and analytics behind putting and what's realistic and what the proper expectations are is, okay, now you're like trying to force the ball in the hole over an 8 footer because you're like, well, I should make this. And then your speed gets off and you take less break off it. Now you start three putting, right? From 8 feet or whatever. So just realizing like inside of 5 feet, you should expect to make it. You know, you're actually, I think, I don't know what the data is on like 4 footers and 5 footers. It's maybe 80%.
Yeah. You're definitely favored to make it.
So like you should think about making all your 3 footers. Like you're not going to make all of them though. You're going to miss some. And you know, like last year, I know I missed a 2 footer in competition, right?
Yeah. And I missed a 3 footer in the mid am. It was brutal.
And I was just like, that happens once a year. Like I didn't do anything different. I didn't like freak out.
I was there for that. Yeah. Was it against Bjorn in your match?
Yeah. Just like that happens like once a year. Like it's just weird. I don't know why. Like sometimes you just miss 2 footers. Like
brain fart or you didn't read the break right. Or
I mean, I did everything normal. Like it was not like a pressure thing. It wasn't anything with my stroke. It just like I just missed it. So anyway, you're going to miss putts. You're also going to make putts you shouldn't make. Right. But at the end of the day, if your speed's good, it should all net out to where you're neutral on strokes gained. Two putting is never a bad thing.
No,
it's just never a bad thing to two putt. But just don't feel like you have to make everything. It's not realistic. You know, and it's, you want to have the attitude of like, I'm trying to make everything, but you want to have the expectations of like never getting upset. If you miss a 6, 7, 8 footer, it's just, you're going to miss those as many times as you make those. And if you can have the right expectations, then your attitude's going to be better. Your mindset's going to be better. You're going to be freer when you're putting, and you'll probably end up making more of them.
Yeah, it's really funny too, because I think just in general, people put a lot more pressure on themselves with putting, because like once you get on the green, it's like you're so close to the hole. And like, I always think it's funny to say this. Like if you explained the sport of golf to somebody who had never, like had no comprehension of golf, never knew what it was, never, like literally had never even heard of the sport.
Yeah.
And you were like, I'm going to take this ball, this big, right? I'm going to put it in this hole that's this big, 500 yards away in four shots. They would look at you and think you're absolutely crazy, right? Like, how the hell are you going to get, right? But then like you hit a drive, let's say you hit 280, and then you hit a really good shot onto the green. Like you're in there in two.
Yeah.
Right. And like, you know, the person's like, oh shit, like I'm screwed. Then like you expect, you know, like it can take you four putts. Like you get onto a green, like Augusta.
Yeah.
Like with how crazy the contours are and the speed and everything. I think people obviously like it takes so much work to get like on or around the green and you're so close and you had just this feeling of like, okay, I'm close. Like I can get it. Like don't mess up your two good shots now or your three good shots now. Like you need to make this. It in my mind, I've almost shifted to like the game is two parts. It's like everything to get to the green, and then like putting is a game of its own. Sport. Like it's its own sport. And that's why there's some people that are so good at putting and they struggle everywhere else. And there's people like me that are like really good at getting to the green. And like I struggle with my putting. Yeah. And so like it's almost like these two separate games. That's such a great point,
because you're not more likely to make an 8-footer if it's for seven as you are if it's for two.
It's the exact same.
It's the exact same.
Yeah, but people talk about it all the time.
I got to make this. It's for seven. But it's like, no, it's a different sport. You're on a different surface. Like when you walk up to the putting green, you imagine yourself walking into an arena, you know, and it's its own stadium. And you're walking into 18 stadiums when you play, right? But outside, when you step out off that putting green, you're stepping out of the stadium and you're playing a different sport.
I had Justin Klumbala. He's down in Arizona, PGA pro, coaches some people. And we got to talking and he said, he like kind of posed it this way, which is like, how many more 8-footers do you think you make for par as opposed to birdie?
Yeah.
And in my mind, I was thinking like, I make like way more, because like with birdie, the, you know, the thought in your head is like, okay, just don't like make bogey, right? Like, yeah, I really want to make this, but like, let me lag it up a little bit. Like for par, you're like, don't make bogey, like hit a better putt almost. And he's like, the hole doesn't know it's for birdie. Like the ball doesn't know it's for birdie. Your stroke doesn't know it's for birdie. It's like, this whole mental warfare of like what this shot means, but it's all just worth one shot.
Yeah.
Like get out of this like par, birdie, bogey, quad bogey. It doesn't matter what it's for. Like it's all an 8-footer or a 6-footer or a 3-footer. Like go through your process, get the speed right.
Yep.
Aim it right. Make sure you got a putter that you're aiming right.
Yep.
And have like good expectations and you'll probably have a lot more
athletic.
Fun.
Yeah.
Be an athlete.
Yeah.
Care less.
Right on. Awesome. Cool.
That was a great episode on putting.
That was good. Yeah.
That was awesome, man.
All right, bye.
got on this one.